Praise the Lord. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Whenever this message is reaching you, I greet you in the name of Jesus. This is, of course, Anne-Marie McQueen calling you from McQueen Universal Ministries here in Fort Worth, Texas. I greet you and I bless you in Jesus' name. Thank God for the opportunity to share the Word of God today. Glory to God. Again, I want to take the time to go back to a lesson that we've been on for the past few weeks. We've been looking at the word time because we want to redeem the time because we know that the days are evil. And so we're going to talk about time again today, and I'd like us to pray. I'm going to pray before we get started because I know that this particular subject and topic can sometimes be complicated, but we know that the Holy Spirit can make it easy for us. And so let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the listening audience today, Lord God, and for everyone that's joining us. God, in Jesus' name, we pray for clarity. We pray for revelation. We pray for understanding. Lord God, add to everything that I say according to your spirit and your anointing. Lord God, let the people hear beyond my words. Let them hear according to your anointing. Let them hear. Let your spirit speak to them in their inner man, Lord God, as they listen, Lord God, to this lesson. We thank you, Lord God. Let me hear your voice clearly so that I can impart to the people that which you would have me to impart. I thank you for the anointing to understand and to speak in Jesus' name. Amen. We go back to our text, to everything there is a season and a time to everything under the heaven. Pay attention to everything. There is a season. But then the second phrase says, a time to every purpose under heaven. That means that under heaven, which is where we live, don't forget that. We live under heaven. There is a time to every purpose. So if you have a purpose, when I have a purpose, there is a time for that purpose to be fulfilled. There is a time for that purpose to come alive. There is a time for that purpose to take on seed and take on maturity and take on growth. Whatever it is, there is a time for that. And last week I mentioned to you that I was looking up some words, and the Lord brought me to the word kill, to deprive of life. We call it killing time. We say we kill time. That means to waste time. That means to use time wastefully, the wrong way, to deprive time of life. So if the Bible says every purpose has a time under heaven, if we take time and kill it, if we waste it, if we deprive it of life, then there are many purposes that will not be fulfilled under heaven because we're not doing the right thing with time. And as we study this and as you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your spirit, I want to encourage you to begin to use time purposefully. Don't kill time. Don't deprive time of life. Let every waking moment of your life be filled with life. Let every minute, every hour have purpose. Purpose in your heart to let time be purposeful. Don't be wasteful. Because when opportunities pass us by, we don't know if we will ever have some of those opportunities again. And so we have to be very careful. The Bible talks about redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. People can redeem the time. That means use time wisely. That means we have to take it and buy it. We have to see time as a valuable tool, a valuable commodity. Listen, when you have time to do something, you can get things done. When you have time to be healed, healing can take place. When you have time to think, time to read, time to pray, take the time. Don't kill it. Don't waste it. Because people are using time, they're spending it instead of buying it. When you kill time, you're spending it, you're depriving it of life. But when you buy time, redeem it, when you say, you know what, this time is valuable, this hour, this 30 minutes are valuable, I'm going to use it to do something valuable. I'm going to use it to plant seed. When you do that, then you are saying, time is valuable to me, and I'm buying it up. I'm going to use it to do something profitable. And when you use time to do something profitable, then you will get seed, because profit brings seed. Profit, think about the word profit. It's going to bring you profit. It's going to bring you a blessing. So when you use time to do something profitable, then you're using time to bring you profit. You're using time to bring you blessings. But if you use time and just kill it, if you just use up time and take up time and waste time, then it's not bringing you any profit. It's not going to bring you a return. And you want return on everything. Why? Because the Bible lets us know that God is expecting us to be fruitful. It says to us in St. John chapter number 15, he speaks of being the vine. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. God is expecting fruit. And it takes time to bring forth fruit. But then if you take time and waste time, it won't bring forth fruit. It will not be profitable to you. And so you want to make sure that you're buying up time, buy up opportunities, buy it up, look for it, and use it to bear fruit and blessings and profit in your life. Praise the Lord. God bless you so much. Take this word. Go back again. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. This is just a few minutes I'm speaking to you, but I promise you, God can give you 1 or 2 or 3 hours worth on this same lessons. If there's a preacher out there and you're listening, as you listen to this, there's a message in this for you. There is a message in this for you. Use the time wisely. Buy up the time. Buy up opportunities. Don't kill it. Don't waste it. In Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for your word. God bless you.